58. A Vast Departure. The HMS Shah landed at Esquimalt in the late afternoon. Already there had been other ships alerted as to the position of the island. Modo wondered if, like the underwater realm of Icaria or the attack on the Parliament, this would never appear in the newspapers. The bodies of the guild's half-men, half-monsters would perhaps be displayed one day in glass showcases. In the short term, they would most certainly be shipped to cold storage in the basement of some well-secured building in London, or maybe in the Arctic, for all he knew, to be dissected and studied. He hoped they wouldn't discover the real secret, as it was in his blood, and his mother's blood, too. He wondered what she understood of what had happened to her. Or had she been so drugged that she would believe it to have been some horrible nightmare? Would the Association ever allow her to live a normal life again? It wasn't until they docked that Mr. Socrates emerged from his cabin, and Modo and Octavia saw him for the first time in 4 days. Tharpa pushed Mr. Socrates along in a wheelchair, a grey blanket across his legs. He appeared smaller and more elderly, as though his time under the water had shriveled him up. Mr. Socrates shooed Tharpa away and slowly wheeled himself across the deck. "I owe you my life," he said matter-of-factly. "Actually, Octavia and I pulled you out together," Modo said, giving her a nod. "Yes, I owe my thanks to both of you, though I will take some of the credit for having trained you both so well." A twinkle returned to his eye. "We chose how to apply it, though," Octavia reminded him. "Yes, you have free will. Too much of it at times," he chuckled hoarsely. "It is all I have," Modo said. "Come now, no time to be melancholy. We have accomplished great things. The guild has been broken into pieces. There may be pockets elsewhere, but they won't dare to rise up again for years. The good citizens of England have no inkling as to what threat we were under. We'll never know. Therefore, they will never thank you. But know that you did good work. We're now free to return to London to begin strengthening the Association." "No," Modo said without hesitation. "No." Modo had spent last night unable to sleep. His mother's rejection had rattled him, knocking some key part of himself loose. "I'm done with empires, Mr. Socrates. That was my last assignment. I mean to quit the Association and strike out on my own."
"Do you?" Mr. Socrates said.
"You said nothing of this to me," Octavia said, unable to hide her irritation. "It's only become clear to me now, Tavia. I'm really best off alone." "You can't just quit, Modo," Mr. Socrates said. "This is not a sporting club. You have oaths to fulfill, duties. There's much work yet to be done." "Mr. Socrates, I care deeply for you. You're the closest thing I have to a father. But, through no choice of my own, I have given you 15 years of my life. I want my next years to be my own. I may return one day, when I'm older. But right now I must act alone."
"What madness is this, Modo?"
With the help of Tharpa, he rose from his chair and stood shakily on the deck.
"I raised you. You would be nothing without me, just a cowering beast."
"Beast? I didn't mean to use that word. I forbid you from leaving me, the Association. The care, the thought, the years I've put into grooming you, and this is how you repay me? With betrayal?"
"I'm not betraying you. I'm leaving you, that's all." Mr. Socrates looked at Tharpa.
"I have made him too much in my own image."
Then he turned back to Modo.
"I will not beg you to stay. But know this, Modo. If you walk away from me, you'll regret it. The world out there is cruel. You'll come crawling back."
"I must find my own place, sir."
He locked eyes with Tharpa, who nodded subtly as though to say, "I understand." Octavia said,
"You're going alone?"
If she came with him, what kind of life would she have?
Better for her to stay with the Association, to make a decent living, to find her prince.
"I am,"
he replied. Then he walked down the gangplank and towards the gates of the naval base.